You'll know that our very own Gaethan Chima, who lives in Worcester, was an X Factor contestant, didn't quite make it to the judges' houses. He was voted off the show by Talisa Nicole Scherzinger. But Gaethan says he's been the victim of cyberbullying throughout his stint on the programme. Pleased to say we've got Gaethan with us in the studio. Nice to see you again.
Good morning. You all right?
It's been a while.
Because
we talked about Cher Lloyd aplenty with your previous...
This time last year.
X Factor experience. Yeah, and well done for getting so far, but it's all turned ugly.
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, I kind of half expected it. I just didn't expect to what extent it would go to. But with things like Twitter, especially Twitter now, 140 characters of freedom of speech, you can just type, I've been trending for 2 days, 3 days now, actually. So it's massive, massive talk. Like, they really gave us a lot of exposure. And to see how it got taken off over the weekend and over the coming days, just really kind of took me back a bit, I think.
And what sort of criticism was it?
Some of it was good. Everything bad, there's always something good. So the good stuff started to filter through now because the people that had something bad to say are kind of talking about other things now. So that's all right. But anything from your mother should have aborted you to Gaethan, what kind of name is that, to go die. Pretty much it got that bad. So I wasn't quite expecting it to be that bad at all.
Do X Factor and the production crew that give you advice on how to handle that? Because, I mean, you've just walked into a storm, haven't you?
Generally. I mean, when you leave the competition, they don't really give you much kind of backup in terms of what to do, whether... They're very concerned about if the press get involved with anything. If the press come to you directly, you have to phone them and tell them that you've been contacted, excuse me. But other than that, I mean, you're left to kind of handle it on your own. And then on their official Twitter page, they have a list of the contestants and their official Twitter accounts. But even the stuff that X Factor have been writing about me, I've not been tagged in any of the posts regarding it, even though I am a contestant. And they've acknowledged the fact that I'm on Twitter and they're talking about me. So I'm a bit confused at that one.
Right. Now, in terms of how you were handled at X Factor, what was the experience like? Because you've got some quite revealing things to say.
Yeah, I mean, the experience was great as a whole. When I was there and in the middle of it, I couldn't see anything kind of really wrong. I still get on well with the production team that I met now, and I've still got a lot of respect for the show. However, the edit this year has made me look like a really arrogant, cocky, vile person. And I can see it because I was looking for it. I'm looking for bad points anyway. And it only got accentuated by everything that people were saying on Twitter and all that kind of stuff. So they've made me look like something that I'm not. And it makes me realise that they quite possibly didn't show my first audition, which I was told was going to be shown, because they had all this stuff to show at boot camp. And if they'd have showed me in a good light in the beginning, all the bad stuff that they needed to then kind of push Rylan into the forefront because he did get through to judges' houses, wouldn't have worked at all.
You were unfairly edited.
Massively unfairly edited. And I think people have really got to realise with shows like this, there's very few auditions that you will see as a straight cut as it happened. Like the Zoe Alexander audition, that was pretty much as it happened because I was there on the same day. So I can like vouch for that and say, yeah, that's what happened. But every point I made on the show... Like, I made a comment about being, I'm not good at one thing, I'm good at all of them, singing, acting and dancing. My point was, I'm not the best in the room, I've not got that exceptional talent that they're looking for, but if you throw them all together and throw me on a stage, I can handle myself. But they didn't show it like that. They made me look like I was ridiculously arrogant and thought way too much of myself.
More invidious than this, there was a comment which you were just telling me while we were listening to the previous report, which is very worrying. Just explain.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I trawled Twitter the first night after the show, and Jermaine Douglas, who is going to do exceptionally well because he's a great singer, he got really nervous on the edit, and St. John's Ambulance had to like kind of come through and help him out and all that kind of stuff. And X Factor were tweeting live. Now, obviously one person writes the Twitter, the press team, whoever it is, and it represents the whole of X Factor because it's a massive company. And they'd written something. I've got the exact words, actually. I just pulled my phone out that I shouldn't be on. It says, regarding Jermaine Douglas, this might not be nerves. Jermaine Douglas might have just caught... Yeah, Jermaine Douglas may have just been overexposed to Gaethan's orange afternoon.